Today, my dear faithful, is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 6. Brethren, all we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death, for we are buried together with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, to the end that we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ. Knowing that Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more, death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once, but that in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon that you are dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 8. At that time, when there was a great multitude with Jesus, and they had nothing to eat, calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way. For some of them came from afar off. And his disciples answered him, From whence can anyone fill them here with bread in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? Who said, 7. And he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the people. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them and commanded them to be set before them. And they did eat and were filled. And they took up which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I have compassion on the multitude, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is a story, my dear faithful, of one little girl who proved her love for her father. This little girl was sitting in her home next to the fireplace. It was winter, so there was a nice fire going. The little girl sat in the room, playing with glass beads in her hands. As only a little child can, she was having a wonderful time playing with this simple toy. She would hold the beads up and look through them to watch the fire dance. Then she would hold the beads against the wall and see how the glass made the light from the fire now dance upon the wall. This little girl was having so much fun that she didn't notice her father enter the room. Her father walked quietly in and sat on one of the chairs, smiling as he watched his little girl have fun. Then he asked her, Do you like those beads, my little one? The little girl was startled for a moment, but when she saw it was her father, her face burst into a smile as she joyfully answered, Yes, I love them. She went back to playing with the beads again, but her father interrupted once more. Very softly and very gently, he said, Then, if you love me, throw the beads into the fire. At first, the little girl looked up at her father with great sad eyes. Then she looked at the glass beads in her hands. After a few moments, she looked back up at her father again, and with a few tears trickling down her cheek, she threw the beads into the fire. As the glass crackled in the flames, her father stood up and walked over to her. With his gentle, fatherly hands, he lifted up her chin and looked into her eyes as he said, "Very good, my little one, and for your obedience, I give you this." He reached into his pocket and pulled out a necklace of diamonds. The father explained to his daughter, "I asked you to throw those beads into the fire so that I could give you something much better." In this story, my dear faithful, this father had his daughter prove her love for him before he gave her a great gift. The 4,000 people who followed our Lord in today's gospel made also a somewhat similar exchange. In today's gospel, those 4,000 people had left their homes to follow our Lord and hear his preaching. The people carried with them some provisions for themselves, but they were so wrapped up in listening to Christ, they just couldn't bring themselves to leave at the end of the day. They stayed the night right out in the wilderness. And then they spent the next day as well, crowding around Christ, drinking in every word that came from his divine lips. That second day seemed to pass all too quickly for this vast crowd, so much so that they still could not leave our Lord. The third day began, and those 4,000 were rapt once more, listening to divine wisdom. However, by this third day, their provisions had run out. This vast multitude were standing in the desert, and some of them apparently lived quite a distance away. They did not eat that day, because they had nothing left to eat for the most part. Our Lord took care of them, though, for he worked the fantastic miracle of feeding 4,000 people with 7 loaves of bread and a couple fish. And our Lord so willingly did this for them because these, his little ones, had so proved their love for him. They loved him so much that they willingly spent 3 days with him, even running out of food in order to be with him just a little longer. Their hearts were set on Christ, and so they forgot the things of the world. They willingly sacrificed their own comfort just to spend time with our Lord. These people, my dear faithful, and the little girl in the story were what is called detached from the things of the world. You see, detachment means they were free from attachments. And attachments is how theologians explain when our hearts are set on the things of the world. The things of this world are any person, place, or thing. And a person is attached to these things when his heart loves these things inordinately. They love the things of the world too much or in the wrong way. The heart of the spiritual life, my dear faithful, is charity, that is, the love of God. By this love for God, our hearts are turned to God. When we fail in our love for God, we turn away from him to commit sin. Venial sins are a slight turning away, while mortal sins are complete turning away, so that we turn our back upon God. But if we are turning from God, it is because we are turning to something else. We love something else other than God, and we sin by loving that thing more than God. As many things as there are in the world, that is how many things we can be attached to. For example, someone can be attached to listening to the news, and so he gets impatient when he is interrupted from it. But it doesn't even need to be a physical thing. We can be attached to feelings as well, such as the feeling of being right. A person with this attachment will argue for hours, refusing to admit he could possibly be wrong. But, my dear faithful, this doesn't mean that we can't have or enjoy anything. God gave us the things of the world exactly so that we can have them and enjoy them, just as the father in the story was probably the one who gave his daughter those glass beads in the first place. The problem comes when we let these things take God's rightful place in our hearts. We need to be like that little girl, ready to throw it all into the fire, so to speak, for the love of God. Or like the 4,000 people in the gospel, we must be ready to suffer and go without for the love of God. In a sense, though, that little girl and that gigantic crowd, they really didn't have as many things to be attached to as we do today. A child will have, for the most part, only what his parents give him, while the people in the gospel were, for the most part, peasants. And even if they were wealthy people, what does that really mean at that time? They didn't have cars, they didn't have cell phones, not the internet. They didn't even have a refrigerator. To follow Christ in the first place, they had to make the long trek on foot, or if they were well-to-do, had to ride some animal, more often than not a donkey. And all the time, they were at the mercy of the elements. Modern people hardly even walk to a grocery store anymore. We drive in our cars, sitting in cushioned seats, air-conditioned on in the summer and the heat on in the winter. To entertain us, at the push of a button, we can listen to an entire orchestra. For the people in the gospel, to listen to music with instruments was an uncommon thing. They had to play it themselves or hire a musician. Technology is truly amazing, and it is fine to use it and often necessary for us, but it is one more thing to be attached to. In fact, it provides many things to be attached to: television, movies, games, internet, even our phones. God asks us to be detached from these worldly possessions so that he can give us something so much better, himself. To be detached then, my dear faithful, we must deny ourselves. We must throw it into the fire, as it were. You know, one of the first things the catechist teaches his students is the practice of making sacrifices. The students learn to make sacrifices, giving things up for God. It can be doing a chore, sharing, being kind. So many little practices of virtue. This practice of making sacrifices is not just for children, though. Making sacrifices must be part of our lives, because giving things up for God must be a part of our lives if we are to live a Catholic life. And so, my dear faithful, I urge you every day to make a sacrifice of something. Something that you see that you have an attachment to, especially if it leads you into sin. First and foremost, if there is something, some person, place, or thing that leads you into mortal sin, give that thing up. If possible, throw it into the fire. That is, get it as far away from you as possible, because your immortal soul is worth infinitely more than that thing leading you into sin. If you have nothing like that, then look at what leads you into venial sins. Is there some person that you always find yourself gossiping with? Is there some place that leads you to excess? Or is there something or feeling that you find yourself attached to that makes you irritated when others interrupt you? Make some little sacrifice like this every day, my dear faithful, and prove your love for God. In this way, you will be breaking your attachments from the things of this world and attach yourself to God instead. And if you persevere in this, you will find peace. Your heart will not be weighed down by these attachments. You will have the peace of a good conscience, and you will prove your love to God, who never lets himself be outdone in generosity. He will pour diamonds of grace upon you and multiply them 1,000-fold in return for these little daily sacrifices that you make. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.